He should do everything we're doing today and tomorrow. Not going to be a whole lot of tempo in terms of physical today and tomorrow. So it's a lot more mental today, and same thing with Wednesday. So he should be able to do everything we're doing, and we expect him to be more healthy on Thursday than he was last week.
Getting a lot of sleep the last few days?
Oh, yeah, tons.
I mean, how has this really affected, you know, the preparation?
You just slam it all in there together. You know, both teams are going through the same situation. It's exciting to play on Thanksgiving. I've done it one time before, and you don't have enough time to worry about some things, and you got to, you know, try to put your best stuff out there and get your players to understand who you're playing as quickly as you possibly can, and then go forward.
Do you think there is any kind of measurable advantage in their having to travel and you're not having to do it? In terms of a condensed time frame, at least you don't have to travel and they do.
I don't think so. But I mean, I've traveled. We've traveled on Thanksgiving before and won and played well, and I think what's going to matter is how they play. So it's a good football team, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go on Thursday.
With all the composure issues that your team faced Sunday, how do you keep frustration from becoming an issue going forward?
Well, I think, you know, like I said, after the game, it's an emotional sport. You know, we have a lot of emotional players. I show a lot of emotion sometimes, and I think we just got to understand what's good and what's not good in terms of showing that and letting that out. It's okay to be emotional. Now, we've told our team that. They know that. And we just got to make sure that we channel it the right direction, you know, and use it to create positive energy and play well, and not worry about trying to, show negative vibes at any point, whether it be on the field, on the sideline. We don't need penalties unnecessarily, things like that. And, our composure on Sunday was not as good as we would have liked it to be. But, we understand why it happened, and we'll go forward and hope it won't happen again.
In that connection, do you have any regrets about participating in the pregame back and forth with the Chargers?
I have no comment on that. I've moved on to the Giants.
How much more emphasis are you putting on red zone work this week in practice? Red zone?
Obviously, if you get down there four times and score a field goal and turn the ball over a few times, that's going to, it's not going to lead to too many victories. So, we're gonna hit it hard like we do every week, and it comes down to what we do when we're in there. You know, we're gonna talk about executing and doing the things we feel like we need to do against the Giants. But when we get down there in the game, we've got to make those plays that are going to determine whether or not we get 7 or 3. And the other day, obviously, we didn't do a good enough job, but we're gonna focus on it just like we do every week.
Gaining any confidence knowing that the Giants are 32nd in the league defensively with red zone?
Not really. The problem with that is they don't let too many teams down in the red zone. So I think statistics sometimes are hollow in that regard. I mean, this is one of the best defenses in all football and has been for a long time. So whether they've allowed some scores in the red zone when they don't allow many trips, I'm sure that they don't want to do that any more than any other team does. But that's not reason for us to believe we're just going to go in there and have great success against them. If we get down there, we've got to do a good job of executing our game plan and try to beat them at whatever scheme it is that we're using, and see if we can't score touchdowns. We're going to see, Doc's doing better, and he's doing everything he can do to be ready to go for Thursday. So we'll monitor that situation. We don't have an answer for what's going to happen on Thursday yet with Brian.
Josh, how do you think you've handled this losing? How have you been different? How are you with the team, yourself? How do you handle it?
I don't think you can really come in and be a whole lot different. Try to stay consistent and positive about, the fact that it's a long season, and we've got a long way to go. We're 6-4, and that puts us in a position to compete down the stretch. And we want to have that opportunity. And I don't think you can get too high or too low. Certainly not happy with losing 4 games in a row. But I don't think acting completely differently or changing my demeanor, you know, here with the players and the coaches is going to do us a whole lot of good. We've got to work smart and work hard and then play better and coach better. And, you know, when we do that, we'll get the results we're looking for.
How difficult is it not to get too low, I guess, during losing? Because you're a competitor in winning.
It's, you know, I mean, one game makes a lot of difference in this league. You know, when you win, you feel great, and when you lose, you don't. And so I think you have to understand that, you know, you're going to go through some ups and downs during the course of the season, and certainly doesn't make you feel any better about going through the lows. But, you know, you fight through it, you push through it, you try to, you know, it requires a lot of mental toughness and focus on your part to move on and go to the next team and get your team ready to play and focus on what's important, which is the next game. You know, if we win the next game, we'll feel a lot better the day after.
Hey, Josh, all that said, might there be a little more of an edge, a little more of a sense of urgency in your preparation this week? Looking at the situation as a whole, might it have a feel of a little bit like a playoff game?
No. I mean, we want to win every game. So, I mean, you know, the fact that we're on a short week, like I said, doesn't give you much time to think about a lot of other scenarios. And, you know, we've got a few days to prepare for a really good team. We know we need to get back on track and win some games. And I think that's our focus. Our focus is on trying to play well, you know, and if we can play well, we'll be, you know, we'll be in games and we'll have an opportunity to win them at the end, which was what we were doing early. So I don't think we're worried about all that other stuff right now. We've got to focus on a very difficult team to prepare for, and that's where our focus is going to be.
Josh, at least on that early injury report, kind of looks like Ryan Harris won't be available again. This list is not available to practice. At least you can correct me.
We'll see. I don't know. We're not declaring him out at all. Mm-hmm. Certainly not declaring him out.
Have you played the Giants since the Super Bowl?
I played the Giants. No.
I mean, even though you're on the offensive side of the ball, do you still have the occasional memory of Eli bouncing out of a sure sack and throwing the ball off the guy's helmet?
I don't think you'll ever, you know, forget those days. You know, I've had a great fortune to be a part of four of them, and you know, that one certainly sticks out negatively in terms of the feeling that you had after the game. But they played better than we did, and he had a great day and made a great play when they needed it the most, and that's why they won, and he's a great player. I mean, it's certainly evident now, you know, as you watch him and get ready for him this week. There's so many things he does well that, you know, looking back on that, doesn't surprise me that, you know, that he was able to make certain plays that he needed to make to win that game. And it doesn't taste very good when you think about it.